WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With federal judge Eileen Cannon having cleared the way for the Justice Department to release former special counsel Jack Smith's report on President-elect Trump's 2020 election interference case, copies have just been sent to members of Congress, and some reporters are beginning to go through it. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
This could be a very telling report. On the other hand, we could have already seen much of this investigation in prior pleadings, but I think this will be the final word from Jack Smith, the special counsel, the Department of Justice, regarding what came up in the investigation of the causes of January 6th and who had responsibility for it.
Additional water tankers and scores of firefighters are arriving in the Los Angeles area as fierce winds are expected to threaten the progress made so far in battling the massive blazes that have killed at least 24 people. CBS News correspondent Tom Hansen.
We are looking at severe, dangerous weather conditions, including those alarming wind gusts that we saw last week as well. You know, in the forecast, we're seeing the wind could reach up to 70 miles an hour. And just to give listeners some context there, a Category 1 hurricane starts at 74 miles an hour.
L.A. County Fire Department Captain Sheila Kelleher says nothing could have stopped those wind-driven fires last week.
There's not enough resources in the state of California that could have stopped a 100-mile-an-hour wall of fire that blew through here on January 7th as much as it did. After the fact, we're able to get our arms around it somewhat, but no one could stop that.
More than a dozen of President-elect Trump's picks to run top federal agencies are on Capitol Hill this week for confirmation hearings. CBS's Scott McFarlane is there.
Because they jam-packed so many confirmation hearings, about a dozen of them, that leaves such little bandwidth for Democrats to mobilize or galvanize against any one of Trump's nominees. If Tulsi Gabbard gets pushed back to later this month or into February, then there's more time and space available to Democrats to try to marshal opposition from some Republicans against her. I think for Gabbard's supporters, they'd like this to get on the calendar soon.
Details are coming out now of a terrifying close call between two passenger jets over Phoenix on Saturday. CBS's Chris Van Cleve explains.
Delta Flight 1070 from Detroit with 245 passengers on board received an alert to take immediate evasive action, as did United Flight 1724 with 129 people aboard coming in from San Francisco. Now, the FAA saying they are looking into what amounts to a loss of required separation between the aircraft.
The impeachment trial of South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol has begun. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Packers packed their bags. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers were cleaning out their lockers after losing to the Eagles on Sunday. Green Bay lost at least four players on offense due to injury during the game, including left guard Elgton Jenkins and center Josh Myers, who suffered a fractured leg. The backups committed some costly penalties that wiped out some first downs. Right guard Sean Ryan.
Yeah, it's, seeing those fucking little yellow flags on the floor really just kind of kills your vibe, but you got to be able to just move on and flush it. And, we had a couple holdings that negated huge gains for us. And the only thing to do about that, I guess, is just be better.
Elsewhere in the NFL, the Chicago Bears are set to meet with Mike McCarthy about their head coaching position. McCarthy fired by the Cowboys after five seasons in Dallas. NBA, the Bucks are back home tonight. They host the Sacramento Kings in Milwaukee. The Badgers are at the Kohl Center against the Ohio State Buckeyes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's one thing not to advance in a nationally televised singing competition show. It's another thing to storm off when you're eliminated. And it's still another thing to do it dressed as a toad. Macy Gray is a Grammy-winning artist. On The Masked Singer, where her identity was concealed, she was referred to as Toad in a Hole, also known as a disgusting name for a breakfast plate. Gray eventually came back for the Q&A, where she said, "You know, I've been singing for a long time, and now I'm a toad." Ouch. At least she got paid. Timothy Chalamet will not only host Saturday Night Live in January, he will also be the musical guest. SNL announced the actor will make his third appearance as host January 25th. In addition to receiving rave reviews for his acting in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, the actor has also been lauded for his singing. Chalamet says he spent 5 years preparing for the role, which included singing lessons, and was adamant about not lip-syncing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight as temperatures tumble to near 5 above. Wind chills between 5 and 15 below zero. West winds will be gusty. Sunshine for your Tuesday, highs in the upper teens, gusty winds. Right now, it's 10.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, our colleague Jimmy Cuska joins us to talk about potential changes within Wisconsin sports. Not everybody's happy. And how much money are we spending already on that Wisconsin Supreme Court race? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. Lot to talk about today. Five things to know about the AFD. This is Elon Musk's new best buds, the alternative for Deutschland, alternative for Germany party in Germany. Musk tweeted a week ago Friday to his 208 million followers, or maybe it was a week before that, only AFD can save Germany. AFD is the only hope for Germany, he added a couple days later. And then a few days after that, he tweeted, the AFD policies are identical to those of the U.S. Democratic Party when Obama took office, which is just a naked lie. So, you know, let's detail what is AFD, what are they all about? Here are some quotes. This is, by the way, this article was written by Mehdi Hassan, you know, formerly of MSNBC. He writes, in January, it emerged that AFD officials had attended a secret meeting with far-right and neo-Nazi influencers at which they discussed the forced deportation of millions of people, including German citizens. Thousands of Germans took to the streets in protest, some carrying banners which included Nazis, no thank you. Now, you'll recall Angela Merkel famously and proudly took a million Syrian refugees into Germany during the time that Putin was bombing the crap out of Aleppo, you know, just destroying parts of Syria when they had that uprising against Bashar al-Assad. And 5, 6, 7 million refugees flooded into Europe. Germany took a million of them. Germany also brought in a whole lot of Turkish, they called them Gastarbeiters, which is German for guest workers, in the years immediately following World War II because they had a serious manpower shortage. As a result of being defeated in the war, and so many other soldiers died. And these young Turkish men basically rebuilt Germany. And I lived there in the mid-80s. Louise and I lived there from 86 to 87. And even at that time, they had not yet been granted German citizenship. And by that point, most of them were the children of the original Gastarbeiters. Germany does not have birthright citizenship. Since then, it's my understanding that the German government has given citizenship to people who are second and third generation Turks. But now AFD wants to deport them and deport the Syrians, basically anyone with brown skin or who's a Muslim. It's you know, make Germany white again. So that's number one. Number two, in February, a German court ruled that the AFD's youth wing could be considered an extremist movement. Particularly members young as 14 years old have called immigrants parasites and criminals. In May, a German court signed off on the BFV, the German equivalent of the FBI, putting the AFD under surveillance for suspected extremism. So this is a group that operates much like or in some regards, like the Klan here in the United States. Also in May, a top AFD politician, again, I'm quoting Mehdi Hassan, a top AFD politician suggested that members of the Nazi Waffen-SS are not criminals, or not all criminals, prompting even France's far-right leader, Marine Le Pen, to cut ties with the AFD. Now, Marine Le Pen is as hard-right as you can get in France, and when she says AFD is too extreme for her, you better watch out. And in July, AFD's senior leader, Bjorn Hoke, who would later lead the AFD to its first-ever first-place finish in a state election in Thuringia in November, was found guilty of using a Nazi slogan for the second time. The slogan is "Everything for Germany." This was the phrase that was used by the SA stormtroopers, the brown shirts. It was their official phrase. So here he is quoting the stormtroopers. So here you have AFD, a party that's too Nazi-associated even for Marine Le Pen in France, and Elon Musk saying that they are the thing that will save Germany and that they were just like the Democrats. Right. Tells you, I think, something about Elon Musk, if nothing else. Meanwhile, Gavin Newsom shares a Musk live stream where L.A. firefighters deny his water shortage lies. This is from David Gilmore over on Mediaite. California Governor Gavin Newsom mocked Elon Musk for having, quote, lies about the water shortage exposed during his own live stream briefing with a member of the L.A. Fire Command Team amid criticism of the city's attempts to control the raging wildfires. Elon Musk had interviewed this guy, this L.A. firefighter, and claimed that, you know, this was over-regulation and prevented creating fire breaks and doing brush clearing, bad governance, these kind of things. And on Sunday, Newsom hit back by posting the final exchange. This was the last part of this conversation that Musk had with this firefighter, showing Musk discussing the situation with a senior L.A. firefighter and claiming that Elon Musk has been exposed by firefighters for his own lies. The firefighter said, "The Department of Water and Power did a great job. They brought in big trucks for us, and we used them as basically mobile hydrants," because they were, you know, running out of water on the fire hydrants, which, of course, is because you just can't design a water system big enough to protect an entire city that's on fire, every single house. It can't be done. As the firefighter explained to Elon Musk, he said, "We were flowing an amount of water that the system couldn't handle. It was overwhelming." And Musk says, "Oh, all right, sounds good." So there you go. And 44 Republicans voted against forest management wildfire prevention. And this was just last month, in December. This was House Resolution 10545, the American Relief Act of 2025, which would have provided $75 million for the construction and maintenance of shaded fuel breaks in the Pacific regions. So here you have legislation allocating $75 million, which is, you know, at the federal level, chump change. I mean, it can do a hell of a lot in California, but for the federal government, it's chump change. $75 million to basically create fire breaks in Southern California. And keep in mind, this was over a month ago. The bill also replenished federal disaster funds so that if there was a disaster in Southern California or anywhere else in the country, you know, the federal government would have the money. And these are the Republicans who voted against it. In the Senate, it was Mike Braun, Mike Crapo, Josh Hawley, Ron Johnson, John Kennedy, Mike Lee, Rand Paul, James Rich, Mitt Romney, and Eric Schmidt. And in the House, Jim Banks, Andy Biggs, Dan Bishop, Lauren Boebert, Josh Brechin, Tim Burchett, Eric Burleson. You know, if any of these guys represent you, you might want to give them a phone call. Eric Burleson, Michael Cloud, Andrew Clyde, Eli Crane, John Curtis, Scott DeJarlis, Russ Fulcher, Tony Gonzalez, Bob Good, Lance Gooden, Glenn Grothman, Andy Harris, Diana Harshberger, Wesley Hunt, Debbie Lesko, Greg Lopez, Nancy Mace, Thomas Massey, Rich McCormick, Corey Mills, Alex Mooney, Andy Ogles, Scott Perry, Matt Rosendale, Chip Roy, Keith Seff, Tom Tiffany, and Beth Van Dyne. All of them voting against creating the very fire breaks that now Elon Musk is saying Democrats failed to prepare or produce, and therefore we've got this crisis. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. So what's on your mind? It's the third hour of our program. We have 45 minutes here. I'll be picking up your phone calls on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Shortly, by the way, President Biden is going to give a speech on foreign policy and his legacy. It's going to be interesting. Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days.
Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Out.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Everyone gets busy during these first months of the brand new year, and it's so wonderful having ShipStation here to help us take the chaos out of shipping and making it a smooth process. Plus, ShipStation can save you hours of work, which means you can focus on other parts of your business. You never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again with ShipStation. Super easy to automate shipping tasks and manage orders all in one simple dashboard. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. So what are you waiting for? 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. Plus, 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that actually delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. To get a free trial, go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, code Tom. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here for the third hour, Robin in Seattle. Hey, Robin, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I received a letter last week from my insurance company saying that Medicare might stop paying for in-home house care and hospice. I was shocked. I am 70 years old. I've had excellent health care coverage for years. Unfortunately, I'm probably looking at in-home or hospice. And what does somebody like me do?
Well, first of all, what insurance company sent you this letter? Do they and are they a Medigap provider, or are you on Medicare Advantage?
Medicare Advantage is United Healthcare dual complete.
Okay, then they can't speak for Medicare. What they're telling you is they're going to stop covering these things. So
should I get a new insurance company?
Medicare, United Healthcare has the highest rate of claims denial. So if you get sick and you're with United Healthcare, at least from the statistics I read, it looks like you're more likely to get screwed than people who are with, you know, Mutual of Omaha or Humana or one of the other companies if you want to stay with Medicare Advantage. If you can get back on real Medicare and get a Medigap policy, I would encourage you to consider that. But you might also want to talk to a Medicare navigator. There are people who basically do this. They're called the State Health Insurance Assistance Programs. These are unbiased people. They've got nothing to sell. It's shiphelp.org, S-H-I-P, as in State Health Insurance Program, shiphelp.org. Or you could call Medicare itself, and if you can write this down, I'll give you their phone number. Tell me when you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, it's 800-633-4227. And ask them, number one.
633-4227.
Right. Ask them, number one, if this letter that United Healthcare sent you is true. And number two, if so or if not, what's involved in leaving United Healthcare and getting back on real Medicare?
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Good luck, Robin.
Bye.
Yep. Mark in South Bend, Indiana. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom. How you doing? I hope you're having a good new year.
So far, so good.
Two questions. I was listening to a sports talk radio station in Chicago, an AM loud station. At 4 in the morning, there was an advertisement for a Trump presidential watch, and Trump was doing the commercial. Now, this is against Amalium. An elected government official cannot sell products, endorse products, while they're serving in office. Is that correct?
That is correct, but he doesn't serve in office until January 20th.
But I bet you he's going to do it after he goes in office. The other thing is...
I bet you're right.
Yes. The other thing I want to talk to you about and get your opinion about is cryptocurrency. In Trump's first go-around, he threatened to eliminate half the national debt, which at the time was like $15 trillion out of $30 trillion, and just write it off. But then some people talked to him and said he wouldn't do that. But with Elon Musk, what's the possibility that they could get together and go into the cryptocurrency market and reduce half the national debt through cryptocurrency of open market purchases at the Federal Reserve Bank in New York and not issue and not recycle debt that's held by many investors, private individuals, and a lot of our retirement accounts?
I don't understand how that would work, Mark. I don't think that's possible.
The Federal Reserve System, Tom, is an independent system.
No, I get all that, but let's say the Fed buys, you know, $1 trillion worth of cryptocurrency. How does that reduce our debt?
They can write a check against it. They can create money from plain nothing, Tom. That's how they do it all the time.
I know that, but that, you know, you've got kind of constitutional problems, but because that has nothing to do with the national debt. The national debt is on the books of the federal government, not on the books of the Federal Reserve, which is separate. So, you know, to the best of my knowledge, the only way to reduce the national debt using a gimmick like you're talking about would be to, because the Constitution, Article 1, Section 7 of the Constitution says that Congress can mint coins and determine the value thereof, would be to mint a $1 trillion platinum coin and then deposit it with the Treasury Department, and that would lower the national debt by $1 trillion. They could make 30 of those coins. They could make 34 of those coins if they wanted to. But I don't see how they could do it with cryptocurrency, because cryptocurrency isn't a coin. The Constitution says that it would have to be a minted coin.
But when they recycle the debt, they have new auctions. They have monthly auctions. Bills and
right, when
you
they
know,
sell treasuries, which is the IOUs that represent our debt. Yeah.
And what they could do, being that the Federal Reserve holds about 10 or 15% of the national debt against money in circulation, and Social Security has about another 20 or 25 of it, they could exchange that with cryptocurrency.
I still don't see where there would be any advantage to that other than making it far more vulnerable or volatile or vulnerable to market variations. Unless you're assuming that cryptocurrency is going to go up to the point where they make a profit. Mark, I got to run.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. Stay with us. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline
online right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
CBS News special report. The Justice Department has just sent to members of Congress a section of former special counsel Jack Smith's report on his investigation into President-elect Trump's actions after the 2020 election. This after federal judge Eileen Cannon rejected Trump's request to block release.
What this report is a detailed outline of the charges that would have been brought against Donald Trump, including conspiracy to defraud the United States, obstruction, and conspiracy against rights.
Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
It goes through various federal interests that are at stake in prosecuting a case. But in the end, it concludes that the prosecution cannot happen because Donald Trump was found to have presidential immunity, and the Justice Department has a rule against prosecuting somebody while they're in the presidential office.
CBS News special report. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The show must go on. Despite wildfires continuing to burn, production will start up again in Los Angeles. After being put on hold last week, Variety reports that shows like Jimmy Kimmel Live, NCIS Origins, and The Neighborhood will resume production. Other shows like Hacks, Suits LA, Ted, and Amazon's Fallout have not resumed production after being affected last week. Hollywood continues to rally around the victims of the LA fires. The latest organization to donate money is the Screen Actors Guild and American Federation of TV and Radio Artists. SAG-AFTRA had closed its offices due to the fires, which started January 7th. The union also postponed its in-person award nominating ceremony. SAG-AFTRA president, actress Fran Drescher, offered support to victims and those who have lost their homes and announced her union would donate $1 million to victims through the SAG-AFTRA Foundation. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Packers pack their bags. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers were cleaning out their lockers after losing to the Eagles on Sunday. Green Bay lost at least four players on offense due to injury during the game, including left guard Elgton Jenkins and center Josh Myers, who suffered a fractured leg. The backups committed some costly penalties that wiped out some first downs. Right guard Sean Ryan.
Yeah, it's, seeing those fucking little yellow flags on the floor really just kind of kills your vibe, but you got to be able to just move on and flush it. And we had a couple holdings that negated huge gains for us, and the only thing to do about that, I guess, is just be better.
Elsewhere in the NFL, the Chicago Bears are set to meet with Mike McCarthy about their head coaching position. McCarthy fired by the Cowboys after five seasons in Dallas. NBA, the Bucks are back home tonight. They host the Sacramento Kings in Milwaukee. The Badgers are at the Kohl Center against the Ohio State Buckeyes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight as temperatures tumble to near 5 above. Wind chills between 5 and 15 below zero. West winds will be gusty. Sunshine for your Tuesday. Highs in the upper teens. Gusty winds. It's 12 at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome dietitian and nutritionist Sherry Stoka, and from the band Ask Your Mother, Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause join me in the studio. There will be rock.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. It's completely flavorless, so Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, John in Cambria, California. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I just was on your screener. I think we need to adopt Trump's playbook by using the courts. Every single move that Trump makes, just flood the courts with lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit for everything he wants to do. And not because we're going to win them, but we're going to delay them. We want to delay them because we've got to find a path to get to the 26 elections when I'm almost positive we will take over the House.
Yeah, I can, I can pretty much guarantee you, John, that's what's going to happen.
Well, I hope so. I mean, we have to pool our resources. I was thinking we need to come up with like a democracy defense fund where regular people could fund lawyers, attorneys to go after some of these crazy plans that Trump wants to do.
Yeah.
And
yeah, there's a couple of high profile lawyers out there. Mark Elias is probably the most well-known one.
Oh, yeah.
And you can contribute to his efforts. And so I strongly encourage that. I support his efforts.
Okay, good.
You know,
because I think that's the only way to get to 26 without much damage done.
I think it's one of the best ways. Yeah, I don't think it's the only way, but I think it's one of the best ways. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
John, thank you for that.
Slow them down.
Yep, there you go. Thanks. Bye. Glenn in Los Angeles. Hey, Glenn, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good to hear you. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I am one of those who I don't really believe the stats. I like to know. I'm talking about the election. I like to from Greg Palast, exactly, I'd like to bring him on, I'm lobbying here, exactly how many people got kicked off the rolls.
Yeah.
And how, you know, this, how close this was seems absurd to me. So
I'm with you, Glenn. Like, I mean, Greg, I believe I'm not talking out of school. I don't think any of this is a secret. After Leonardo DiCaprio made the movie Flowers of the Killer Moon, or Killers of the Flower Moon. I don't know if you saw the movie, but it was about how the Osage Indians got robbed of their oil, basically, by white people. Greg is putting together a documentary about how some of our most famous right-wing oil billionaires participated in that theft from the Indians of their oil, and it helped make them into billionaires. And to the best of my knowledge, right now, he is out of the country. His director left the country, emigrated. He's out of the country working on the final cut of that documentary, which will probably be coming out in the next couple of months. And he's focusing his efforts there. I have corresponded with him and talked to him on the phone a couple of times about, for example, Steve Spoonamore and some of these other allegations. And Greg continues to argue to me, and I'm sure he would on the air, that yes, there are millions of Americans whose votes did not get counted, It doesn't mean that they didn't show up, which is the popular story, that, you know, Biden voters just didn't show up for Kamala Harris. It's that they were purged from the voting rolls, or they were, their votes were challenged if they were mail-in votes, or, you know, they were in other ways prevented from voting and or given provisional ballots and never counted. And he has assured me that he intends to document this. Now, you know, it may take a while. It's kind of a moot point right now because Trump is going to get sworn in and, you know, within a week anyway.
Sure.
But so, you know, I hate to counsel patience, but it's probably going to be a couple months before we get that data from Greg. I don't know if anybody else is working on this. I'm surprised that nobody else is, to the best of my knowledge. But
I know. I mean, even right after, why wasn't this challenged?
Yeah.
I am a little frustrated with
the part of the problem is that this voter suppression, this, you know, the provisional ballots, the purging of voting rolls, the challenging of signatures on mail-in votes, these have all been ratified by the U.S. Supreme Court, or at least by five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court. So they're not illegal. So there's not really a basis for Democrats to yell and scream about it other than just the unfairness of it. Now, you and I both know that if the Democrats were doing this kind of stuff to prevent Republicans from voting, they would be raising holy hell. And frankly, I think Democrats should be, so that Republicans will stop, you know, will start yelling about it. And that might, you know, provoke the end of the process. But that's just not how Democrats operate, sadly. Or maybe not sadly. I mean, they're doing the ethical thing. Glenn, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Mark in New York City. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I'm thinking of starting a seniors group, and mostly seniors, but political novices. I guess my question, I have two questions, but the first one is, you know, what are the vulnerabilities for seniors going forward, and what should they be looking for in terms of how to respond, you know?
I don't know what you mean by vulnerabilities.
Well, in other words, is it going to be, is Trump going to attack Medicaid, for instance, or Medicare? I mean, I know some of these things.
See. Well, they've, you know, it's already been leaked. I opened the program with this, as I recall. It's already been leaked that Republicans are planning to cut billions of dollars out of Medicaid. So that's a starting point. Number two, Medicare has already been more than 50% privatized with the Medicare Advantage scam, and that's going to expand. In fact, one of the things that Trump's guy who is going to take over Medicare has said he wants to do is change it so that when you turn 65, you are automatically enrolled in a corporate policy, a Medicare Advantage policy, rather than traditional Medicare, to make that the default and make the government the biggest sales operation for Medicare Advantage, so that, you know, by the end of Trump's term, within 4 years, you'll have real Medicare down to 20 or 30% of us, at which point they can just terminate the program and say, you know, it's unpopular, we're going to kill it off. So it wouldn't surprise me at all to see real Medicare just completely gone within 4 years. With regard to Social Security, they're talking about having the Social Security Advantage, a privatized version, only they call it Social Security Choice, will be in all probability their brand name, and they're going to roll this out at some point. And what it would do is give people the option of opting out of Social Security and having payroll deductions go into a 401k instead, or the equivalent of it. That would kind of resemble Social Security. So it'd be, you know, like the same way they privatize Medicare, they want to privatize Social Security. And I suspect that they will pull it off, and I suspect it'll have some considerable success, because they will, you know, just like with Medicare Advantage, you will not have the government promoting it because it doesn't have a budget for it, and you will have private corporations that will benefit from it, that will profit off it, promoting the hell out of it. I see those as the two biggest risks for seniors. Also, Republicans plan to repeal, to roll back Joe Biden's $35 insulin for seniors. So you're going to go back to spending thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars a month for insulin if you're, you know, dependent upon it. And, you know, other changes that are just going to be really grim. So, you know, keep your eyes open and get ready to be an activist, Mark. It's going to get rough. Thanks for the call. Joe in Dixon, Illinois. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Good afternoon. Sorry about the dog.
That's okay.
I live in Dixon. We have Ronald Reagan's boyhood home here, which is a national landmark. I went by there today, and they're flying the flag at full mast. When I asked them why, they said, well, we don't get anything from the government, so we're not going to fly it at half mast in honor of Jimmy Carter.
Right. They have no obligation to.
I would like to get it out there. It's run by Young Americans.
Yeah.
Is the name of the thing. It's just very sad that the boyhood home of a president wouldn't recognize the honor of the other president.
Yeah, I totally get it, Joe. I'm expecting that on inauguration day, as soon as Trump becomes president, he's going to order the staffs, the flags raised to full staff. We'll see. But he's very insulted by this whole half-staff thing. Joe, thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on the Tom Hartman program. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Sean tells me that Greg Abbott has already announced that on Inauguration Day, he's going to order Texas to raise their flags. Respect, not a Republican value.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him. And I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. If you can't remember the last time you slept all night or didn't feel stressed out during the day, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They've got natural solutions for sleep and stress that people can't stop raving about. Check out some of their 48,000 five-star reviews. Best sleep I've gotten in years. I wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go. And it's not just sleep. They have plant-based solutions to help with stress, mood, and focus, even pain after exercise. And all are made with high-quality, clean ingredients. My favorite are their sleep products. Look, there's a load of CBD out there, but I trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. That's why they have over 2 million satisfied customers and offer a 100% money-back guarantee. If you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. And I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% when you check out. That's cbdistillery.com, and the code for 20% off is TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. 40 minutes of fear, 40 minutes televised. Welcome back, 9 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Howard in Shoreline, Washington. Hey, Howard, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, so I have an idea that may or may not be ready for, but it involves you. You know, I hear a lot, and even you say things about the fact that the Democrats, quote unquote, whoever they are, we're not getting the messaging out. And I started thinking about that, and I started thinking, well, what if? So you've, let me backtrack. You've shown, or you developed a successful radio show model. I don't know all the steps that you took to get to where you are today, but there are steps that you have to take. And I'm wondering, why can't there be some program or training course that teaches vetted people who think progressively how to set up programs, how to set up radio stations or podcasts all across major cities in the United States as a way to counter the Republican rule of all their radio stations that they've bought. So we would do it from a grassroots level rather than from the listening to the media level. And it's not trying to put you out of business. It's really about training people to take back their power that we've given away, because what I'm hearing is a lot of people, it's a powerlessness. Well, what can I – and they come to you for the answers, and I love that because you do have some of the answers. But I know that you're only one person. And if we as a community of like-minded progressives were able to take some of the information, we would be able to take the way that you set up your program, and we were able to duplicate that, like mini Tom Hartmans all across major cities, we may be able to counter the Republican way of how they communicate and do business.
I published a piece. First of all, I wrote a piece in 2000. I think it was December of 2002 for Common Dreams, called Talking Back to Talk Radio, about how to create a progressive television network, or radio network, that became the first business plan of Air America Radio. I then wrote a lengthier piece for Common Dreams around 2004, 2005, telling people how to do progressive talk radio, how to be a successful host. I've reprinted that three or four times in the years since then, including on Medium and on Substack. I'll reprint it again. It's probably a good time to get to it. The rules for good programming apply to podcasts as well as to radio. My simple advice to people who want to become a talk show host is just start. Start with a podcast or start with a local radio station that'll, you know, give you an hour of free time. A lot of community stations actually look for talent. You know, we've got a couple of stations here in town, X-Ray FM and KBOO, that both have regular openings for talk show hosts, essentially, you know, where you can have your own show. And, you know, get your feet wet and get your practice in. And you know, I'm glad to play mentor. In fact, I have over the years, back channel and mostly email and telephone, played mentor to a number of people who are now doing good programs and podcasts. I'd like to do more of that. In terms of putting together some sort of an organized system, I don't have the bandwidth for that right now because I'm working an 11-hour day between this radio show and my newsletter, Hartman Report. But I would be glad to participate in something like that, and I hope somebody does. So, you know, Howard, thank you very much for your kind words, and it's a great idea. Brian in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I was telling your call screener, I always try and wait till after Monday because I only get one call a week, but there's so much going on. So, anyway, you talked this morning about the top of the hour about the Elon Musk. Apartheid Elon Musk, not your words, about apartheid and AfD in Germany. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about how, you know, there's a lot of Turks and maybe other sort of
Syrians,
Middle Eastern and Syrians and whatnot. Well, I also wanted to point out that, so I'm a born and raised American, but my grandparents fled Germany in 1935 and their citizenship was revoked. They were Jews. So I'm a dual citizen now. Germany has, in the last 10 years or so, been giving, if everybody has the paperwork, which my aunt did, you know, and applying to be dual citizens with Germany.
Very cool.
Our ancestors were, citizenship was revoked. But certainly, AfD and apartheid Elon are against that, 100%, if they know about it. I mean, they may or may not know about it.
I haven't heard Elon speak out on it, but I suspect you're probably right.
Yeah, so I'm wondering when, this also goes for, you know, California officials, but, like, certainly, you know, mention and use of the Nazi party and stuff is, like, illegal in Germany. So when is Germany going to issue, like, arrest warrants for Elon Musk? And the California part I bring in is you're not allowed to just give dangerous misinformation in certain avenues or whatever. And so when are people going to start arresting?
I don't know how Germany is going to deal with Musk. I think, you know, right now what they're trying to do is basically call him out, ridicule him, and minimize his impact. But he's the world's richest man. It's hard to do that. So we'll see. Thanks so much for being with us today. And, thanks for letting your friends know about us and spreading the good word about our program and progressive, media in general. It's really important stuff. And don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and your friends, the people around you, and stay safe. I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1290.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers, will be in with a Tuesday Tangent with Lukester. What's grinding his gears? And more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. In Washington, Attorney General Merrick Garland has submitted to Congress a portion of former special counsel Jack Smith's final report on his investigations into President-elect Donald Trump. This after a court order blocking its release expired at midnight Eastern Time. Smith writes his office prosecuted Trump because, quote, it concluded that the admissible evidence would be sufficient to obtain and sustain a conviction. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson has more on that report.
Jack Smith, a special counsel, went through the results of his investigation. And as he did, he reiterated the evidence that he had that Donald Trump pressured state officials, made fraudulent claims about the election, misused his official power, put pressure on the vice president, and then supported the attacks on the U.S. Capitol that happened on January 6th.